June 15, something just happened, and then my vertebrae was...
我住院一个月半。
I was in the hospital for a month and a half.
回家一个月，是在休息一个月半。
And then I rested home for another a month and a half.
直到8月14号， 医生说我的问题大部分都解决了。
Until August 14, the doctor said nearly all my injuries have been healed.
我在恢复，开始聚会服侍。
So I started back going to church and minister.
但我事先不知道。
But before I didn't know.
是许多的服侍都已经取消了。
A lot of the my appointments have been canceled.
你们约我的，我也只好取消了。
And my appointment with you also I have canceled.
我心中最对不起的还不是你们。 I
felt I'm sorry, not mainly to you all.
旧金山有一个教会，三个教会联合的退休会，我也只好取消了。
I also canceled a joint meeting of three churches in San Francisco.
我谢谢你们为我祷告。
I thank you for praying for me.
所以我能够恢复得这么的快的。
And I can recover so rapidly.
所以今天我终于来到这里和弟兄姊妹一同的聚集。
So today I can worship with you together.
我每一次来到这里聚会的时候,
every time when I come here to worship with you,
总是比我到其他教会中去聚会感受不一样的。
I have different feeling than going to another church to worship.
因为在我们一系列的聚会的当中,
because in our series of meetings,
我们都有白饼聚会,
we always have breaking of bread meeting.
一般的教会白饼领圣餐，是牧师带两个祷，有个祷告，有个领事就完了。
And usually it's the pastor who will lead a song or another song, and that's the end of it.
我们一系列的白饼聚会,
in our series of breaking of bread meeting,
我们都是每一个人在神的面前所胜利的感动。
And everyone being led by the Holy Spirit.
并且我们还配上有一些诗歌。
And we also add in hymns.
刚刚弟兄在白饼之前，领诗唱到223首。
And the song that we have sang before is 223.
请你们打开看一下，好吧？
Can you open it?
这一首是，哦，主耶稣，没想到你。
Oh Lord Jesus, every time when we think about you.
我们诗歌本上没有注明是谁写的。
It didn't say who's the author of the song.
我想你们很少有人知道。
I think not many people will know who is the lyric.
这是李长寿弟兄写的。
And it is brother Li Changshou.
因为编这个诗歌的人,
because the person who put this song together
应该离开李昌寿的团体了,
had already left his congregation.
所以没有把李昌寿的名字写上。
Therefore, he did not put his name.
李昌寿写这首诗歌的时候,
when Brother Lee had written this song,
我刚刚在聚会所台北做长老。
At that time, I was an elder in the church in Taipei.
他这一首诗歌,
and this song,
乃至是根据一句话,
it's based on one sentence.
乃是尼禄的美丽的奉献显在山野葡萄园间。
It's Lord, like the pretty hand of flower in vineyards blooms blossoming thou art.
这首诗歌有非常的好的诗意。
Had a beautiful poetic meaning.
这句话你唱你什么感受?
How do you feel when you sing this sentence?
你们如果没到田野去，不大领受，这句话有什么好?
If you have never been vineyard, you don't quite understand.
李昌寿是根据雅歌第一章里头这一句话引过来的。
It is based on chapter 1 in the book of song.
你们如果没有到野地去,
if you have never been in wilderness,
你最少在电视上看见葡萄园。
And the most you have done is see vineyards on TV.
我到加州去了。
I went to California.
他被我儿子是住在旧金山和洛杉矶当中。
And my son lived between LA and San Francisco.
那里是加州出酒的地方。
And that place is a place, is a wine making place.
宽阔地方都是种葡萄的。
And lots of vineyards there.
但你会看见。
And you can see.
没有一朵红的花。
There is no red, pretty red
flower. 葡萄开花都看不见的。
Even when the grapes are blossoming, you can see it, just green leaves.
雅歌写诗的人啊,
so the one who wrote the song,
整个葡萄园里头了，却有一棵花开出来了。
So if there's a flower that blossoms among this vineyard,
这棵花是什么?
What is this flower?
不是葡萄。
is not from the
奉献花
it is a henna flower.
所以我在读到这首诗歌的时候了
so when I'm looking at this song
这回想到了
and I thought about it
诗歌作诗人有非常好的诗意
The person who wrote this song had a beautiful poetic meaning to it.
我们在人世间有许许多多看见的、遇见的。
We encounter many things in our lives.
有的是枯干的。
Sometimes it's like very dry.
好的不过是绿的叶子。
And sometimes good maybe just green leaves.
但是没有红的花。
But you would never see a red flower.
在这么辽阔的地区的里头。
In this big and wild space.
是一朵花开起来了。
It's only one flower that blossoms.
这是我们对在世界活着对主耶稣的感受。
This is how we feel toward Jesus as we live on this earth.
李昌寿做这首诗歌的时候。
When Brother Lee wrote this song.
从这句话引到了第二节。
And then it leads into the second verse.
讲到神的恩典
Talk about His grace.
讲到神的慈爱
His love.
他的慈爱太多了
His loving kindness is so abundant.
是我们领受他的慈爱
As we receive His loving kindness.
我们真会发现我们还不能够完全的领受
That we cannot totally comprehend and receive.
看着我们很多的恩典了
He gave us so much grace.
给我们最大的赦免
And that our sins were forgiven.
因着他复活，就我们重生成为神的儿女。
Because of resurrection, we can be born again.
他的恩典非常的丰富。
His grace is abundant.
所以我们心中满了这个恩典感谢的。
So our hearts are full of His grace and thanksgiving to Him.
一到第三节。
And we come to verse 3.
最叫我欢喜的还不是他的恩典，不是他的爱。
Yet what delights our hearts the most is not His love, His grace.
乃是主耶稣的自己。
It is He Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹呢
So brothers and sisters,
我跟你们来讲
I'll talk to you.
这首诗歌
The song.
在基督教诗歌本里头很少录取的。
Many church hymns, they don't put that in it.
但你没有的基督教有一首诗歌啦，能够把主耶稣的特点超过他的恩典，超过他的慈爱说明出来的。
So not one hymn can able to describe His grace and a character so much as this song.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我说我们在一系列这个聚会都有白饼聚会。
As we have this series of breaking of bread meetings,
我们在聚会的里面的
In this meeting,
不光我们可以受了感动而来感谢赞美
Not only that we can thank you as we are being touched,
我们许多的感动
Among our many stirrings,
都是借着诗歌提醒我们的。
We are reminded by the hymns.
所以我谢谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
带领我们有这种白饼聚会。
That we have this kind of breaking of bread.
没有听见人讲道。
Nobody will preach.
但是诗歌中许多的话比一般讲道的还好。
But the lyrics from the song is better than the preaching.
差不多一个小时。
About the whole hour.
我们不是理智上明白它的真理。
Not that we use our intellect to understand the truth.
但是我们心灵里头受到他恩典和慈爱的感动。
Is that we are being stirred by His loving kindness in our heart.
我们被爱所充满。
As we are filled with His love.
我们自自然然也会爱神。
And we will in turn love Him.
我们自自然也会把自己献上。
And then we will offer ourselves to Him.
这是我们白饼聚会对我们基督徒灵命的非常重要的。
Therefore, this is a great blessing of how breaking a bread meeting.
你我都知道，我们每一年七月有纽约灵命精神会。
You know, every July of the year, we have a special conference.
有一次，王永信牧师来跟我讲。
One time, Pastor Wang told me.
他是有些人跟他讲。
Somebody told him.
你为什么去参加纽约灵命精神会？
Why would you go to this special conference?
他说为什么不可以？
Why not?
他问我说你有什么特别？
Is there anything special?
他说到纽约灵命精神会，他参加好多的退休会嘛。
Well, I went to New York a special meeting.
纽约灵命精神会最给我感动的就是白饼聚会。
The thing that touched my heart most is the breaking of bread.
一同来唱诗歌的。
That we can sing hymns together. 连
唐千辉牧师了。
Even Reverend Tang.
他在中国传道人中是资格最老的。
He has the most qualified.
他也给人讲了。
And he told us.
来到纽约灵命精神会，最叫他感动的就是这个白饼聚会。
The thing that touched his heart most is the breaking of bread meeting.
他还跟我讲。
He even told me.
他到纽约灵命精神会的白饼聚会非常受感动。
And he's always touched by God when he attend our breaking of bread.
他回到了香港。
So he went back to Hong Kong.
他负责那个宣道会的。
He in charge of the Alliance.
他想办法，宣道会中也有这种进白饼聚会。
He wanted to start this kind of breaking a bread meeting.
我花了好几年力气了，做不到这个时候。
I used so much energy, but I'm not successful in
this. 都没什么人祷告的。
Nobody would pray.
这是牧师领过了之后，叫大家吃饼和喝杯的。
So as the pastor lead the prayer, everybody take the bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，我愿意跟你们讲。
So I like to speak to you.
我们真正是蒙福的人。
We are truly blessed.
我很可惜。
But regretfully,
觉得好多弟兄姊妹人在福中还不是福。
Many people in blessing, but they do not realize.
虽然时间很紧了，我还要跟你们讲一声。
So I, although the time is tight, but I like to share with you.
不要人在福中不是福。
Just remember you among blessings.
这么个好好在百病聚会的里头了，被神的爱所感动。
That we be touched by the love of God in the breaking of bread meeting.
我只能够提到这里了。
So I'll stop here for now.
我言归正传。
Go back to our topic.
要讲今天跟你们来传的信息。
I'd like to share the sermon today.
我祷告主了。
I pray to the Lord.
到底今天我来了，要跟弟兄姊妹传哪样的信息
？Now that I come, what should I share with you?
我把你们的光景在神面前祷告。
I pray about your spiritual condition.
我就发现你们这个教会。
I realize that your church
人数增加的不多。
Not many increase in numbers.
这几年有一个特别的情形。
But there is a special characteristic with your church.
有不少的二十几岁的年轻弟兄姊妹参加。
There are a few in the 20s that attend meetings.
我知道你们年轻是 Hofstra 读书的人。
I know that you guys are students of Hofstra University.
以前 Hofstra 读书的这个学校里面没有什么人得救，教会也没有在那个服事，在 Hofstra 来服事。
At that time, many years ago, nobody really had a ministry in your school.
这几年你们在 Hofstra 来帮助学生了。
And these few years, you've been helping the students.
所以有一些人来参加了。
So a few people had attended.
所以这一种的现象。
And this kind of situation.
你们教会来参加的人有新蒙恩不太久的，也有老蒙恩的。
So there are people who have believed for a long time and also
some
new believers.
对，我也讲到了。
For me to speak, it's very difficult to preach.
又要适合蒙恩不久的，又要适合蒙老的。
I could speak that is right for the new believers and the Christian for a while.
所以我祷告来祷告去。
So as I pray for a while.
决定要跟你们讲到帖撒是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
So I like to speak to you the Paul in First Thessalonians.
那么我们做圣经人都知道。
Of those who study Bible realize,
保罗在特洛亚遇看见了异象。
Paul had a see a vision.
马其顿人跟他说过来帮助我们。
People of Macedonia said, please come over and help me.
是他带着同工的离开特洛亚来到了马其顿。
So he left and go to Thessalonica.
马其顿有一个的城叫腓立比。
There's a city in Macedonia called Philippi.
菲律宾也是不小，不是太小的城。
It is not a small city.
但犹太人不多。
But not much Jewish people.
保罗的习惯。
And Paul's custom.
每到一个城，先到犹太人的会堂去传福音。
So as he go to a new place, he will go to the Jewish synagogue to preach the gospel.
菲律宾的城里头没有会堂。
But there is no synagogue in the city of Philippi.
是他们犹太人的习惯。
So according to the Jewish custom, 在一个城里头，犹太人不是太多。If there's not many Jewish people there,
他们还不能够组织会堂。
They cannot have a synagogue.
所以他有一个叫祷告的地方。
So they said there's a place of prayer.
是保罗打听了。
So Paul get the news.
菲律宾只有个祷告的地方。
In Philippi, there's only a place of prayer.
是他祷告的地方去了。
So he went to that place.
像是这些犹太人传福音。
And to preach the gospel to the Jewish people.
就有买紫色布的人信主了。
There is one who sell purple cloth.
犹太人的习惯。
According to their custom,
太太不出去做生意的。
Usually the wife would not go out to do business.
丈夫出去做生意的。
Only the husband would do business.
就他到菲律宾去了。
As he went to Philippi,
买紫色布的一个妇女信主了。
And there is a woman who sells purple cloth.
表明她的家
Christian,
不是太富有的。
Meaning that she is not from a wealthy family.
她这个信主了之后。
After he believed,
她就要求保罗说。
And she requests Paul.
你们可以到我家里来住。
And come and stay. stay in my house.
是他到啊，费达那个人的家住了。
So he stayed in that person's house.
在加拿大住的时候
，while he stayed there，
每天常常到街上去传道。
And every day he would go to the street to preach the gospel.
有一个人啊，来背后说，这是永生神我儿子的仆人。
And there's one behind keep yelling that this is a servant of the Most High God.
你没有听他。
And they didn't listen to him.
保罗心中很烦。
And Paul feel very disturbed.
一直到有一天呢
，until one day，
翻不过来了。
And he just can't overcome.
我奉主的名叫鬼出去。
And I'm gonna cast out the demon in the name of Jesus.
为什么缘故
？Why？
主保罗传道，切切不要魔鬼来帮忙的。
Because when Paul preached, he doesn't need the devil to help him.
这个被鬼附的人替保罗来做广告嘛？
Because this woman was trying to advertise for Paul.
帮助人来听能够相信保罗所传的福音吗
？Maybe to help other people to listen to the gospel of Paul.
保罗绝对不能接受的。
But Paul would not receive.
这叫鬼赶出去了。
So as he cast out the demon,
这个人的主人看见做生意赚钱的路都断掉了。
The demon possessed owner felt that he had lost way of earning money.
来告官府了。
So went to the court,
把保罗抓了
and arrested Paul.
所以有一个人是犹太人到菲律宾人来传讲另外的道理。
So they are saying that this Jewish people come to Philippi and preach another kind of a truth.
所以监牢的官府把他抓了监牢。
So they arrested and put him in jail.
鞭打他
and to beat him up.
鞭打到啊，都皮破血流了。
And his whole body was bleeding.
到了晚上的时候
，at night time，
保罗和希拉在监牢里头。
And Paul and Silas was in prison.
唱诗赞美神。
They were praising God.
我好多年前读到这节圣经了。
Many years ago, I read this verse.
我发现了。
And I realized.
我不行。
I can't do this.
我唱诗都要考诗本的。
When I sing hymns, I need to have the hymnal.
诗本没有的话，唱不出来了。
If I don't have the hymnal, I can't.
保罗、希拉关了监牢，没有诗本的了。
But as Paul and Silas is in prison, they don't have the hymnal.
唱的嘛。
They memorize and sing.
唱诗唱诗的时候啊。
As they were singing and praising God.
地大震动。
And there was an earthquake.
监牢的门都开了。
And the door of the jailhouse opened.
所以管监牢的人一看到监牢的门都开了。
As the jailer realized that the door was open.
犯人都已经逃走了。
And the prisoners are all escaped.
拿刀来自杀。
So he's ready to take a
sword to kill himself.
Paul said, do not hurt
yourself.
We are all here.
所以监牢看见这两个人不同。
So the jailer realized this two people are different. Even the doors were open. They did not escape.
为什么开的？
Why is it open?
还是赞美神的。
Because as they praised the Lord.
是管监牢的人来到保罗希拉的面前。
So the jailer came before Paul and Silas.
问他说，先生，
Mister,
我该这样行才可以得救。
What should I do to be saved?
那我们都很记得一句话。
I remember this verse.
你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord, you'll be saved, you and your household.
我提到这一句话。
As I talk about this verse,
请大家要注意一下。
Pay attention to this.
中文的翻译不是太完全。
The Chinese translation is not complete.
你提那个读原文的话。
If you look at the original language,
保罗这句话，你信耶稣，你得救；你家人信耶稣也可以得救。
Meaning that as you believe, you will be saved, and as your household believes, they will also be saved.
不是一个家里头爸爸信主了，儿子女儿一定得救了。
Not that when the father believes, even the children will be saved.
一个人到天上去，把妻子儿子都跟带着到天堂了。
Not that a person go to heaven and bring the family along.
你信耶稣，你可以得救；你家人信耶稣也可以得救。
So as you believe, you'll be saved.As your family believe, they will be saved.
所以金主就把保罗洗了伤。
So as jailer washed their wounds,
被打的伤吧。
It's the wounds that are being beaten up.
到以后第二天。
Second day,
官府的人告诉我可以把他放了。
And they said that they can be released.
保罗说我是罗马人。
Paul said I'm a Roman.
也没有定罪。
And I have not been accused. And you beat me to such a.
现在叫我走。
And you, now you just let me go. No, I'm not leaving.
你叫官府来再来吧。
I tell the judge come.
官府吓死了。
And they were scared.
因为罗马人不能打的。
Because you cannot beat up a Roman.
保罗是生在大树的嘛。
And as he is born in Tarsus.
一生下来就是罗马节的。
So as he was born, he become a Roman citizen.
所以官府是过来请他走了。
And so the court come and
pleaded him to leave. 他这样就离开了。
So he left.
然后来到帖撒罗尼迦。
And then he came to Thessalonica.
他正在传福音的时候，
as he was preaching in Thessalonica,
菲律宾的有些犹太人听说了。
And there are some Jewish in Philippi heard about this.
又到了帖撒罗尼迦来搅乱他。
And they go to Thessalonica to cause trouble and to persecute him.
这个没有办法了。
And Paul had no way to do.
保罗带着同工到庇利亚。
So as they left, they went to Berea.
庇利亚的人比较很开放，开放。
People in Berea are more open.
没有逼迫他。
They did not persecute him.
能够听他就传的道。
But listen to his preaching.
然后保罗就接着到了哥林多。
And later on, he went to the city of Corinth.
所以你这样会发现。
And then they discovered.
保罗到帖撒罗尼迦传福音，顶多只有半年。
Meaning that Paul had preached in Thessalonica only for 6 months.
菲律宾受了逼迫了。
As he was persecuted in Philippi,
到帖撒罗尼迦了。
He went to Thessalonica. 帖撒罗尼迦
又受了逼迫了。
And then he again being persecuted.
就到庇利亚去了。
He went to Berea.
是他在帖撒罗尼迦顶多传福音只有半年。
So he had only preached the most only for half a year.
他来到庇利亚。
As he reached Berea,
以后到了哥林多，
and then go to the city of Corinth,
写了帖撒罗尼迦前书。
He wrote First Thessalonians.
所以这一本书所写的，
so as this book is written,
它的背景，
and this is the background.
保罗对着刚刚蒙恩不到半年的教会所写的。
So he's writing toward a church that is only of 6 months.
啊，这是一个帖撒罗尼迦前书的背景啊。
So this is the background of the book.
在这个背景的里面，
in this background,
保罗非常的智慧。
Paul is full of wisdom.
最主要的两件事。
The two important things.
头一个为着帖撒罗尼迦教会感恩。
First, he thanked the Lord for this church.
所以他第一章第二节说。
In chapter 1 verse 2 it says,
我们为你们众人常常的感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。
We give thanks always for you all, mention of you in our prayers.
借神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫。
Remembering without ceasing your work of faith.
第三节
verse 3,
因爱心所受的劳苦。
Because labor of love.
第三节下，
and the last part of the verse,
并盼望我们主耶稣所成的忍耐。
And also patience of hope to wait for his son from heaven. 菲律宾
教会信主不到半年。
They have not been believed only for
已经有三个的表现。
6 months. There are three things that you can see.
头一个的表现，信心所做的功夫。
It is a work of faith that you can see in them.
第二个表现，爱心所受的劳苦。
Second is their labor of love.
第三个表现，
The third,
盼望我们主耶稣基督所成的忍耐。
Patience of hope to wait for his son from heaven.
所以他们有了这种信心，有这种爱心，有这种忍耐。
So they have this faith, love and patience.
不然他们信主了三年四年之后才有的。
Some people, they will not have this until 3 or 4 years after they believe.
他们刚刚信主不到半年都有了。
They just believe only about 6 months.
这三件是什么？
What is this three things?
神给他们的恩典。
It is the grace that's bestowed on them from God.
所以我今天也特别要对蒙恩不太久的弟兄姊妹讲。
So for those who just believed not too long ago,
你蒙恩终于已经半年以上了。
You've been receiving God's grace for over 6 months.
在你身上已经有三个表现。
Because in you have three
characteristics. 头一个表现，信心所做的功夫。
It is a work of faith.
第二个表现，爱心所受的劳苦。
Second is a labor of love.
第三个，因为盼望主耶稣成的忍耐。
It's a patience of hope of waiting for his son to come.
什么是你信心所受的功夫呢？
What is this work of faith?
是同样第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
你们离弃了偶像，归向神。
How you turn to God from idols.
是我也发现，我是佛教家庭长大的。
I discovered, although I grew up from a Buddhist family,
我家人当中没有一个人信耶稣的。
In my family, no one believes.
这是我初中二年级。
And when I was in a school,
我逃难到上海的这个基督教学读书。
I went to Shanghai and studied in the Christian school.
一个学期有三天的布道会。
In each semester, the 3 days of gospel meeting.
也同学硬拖硬拉把我拉去的。
And a fellow student then dragged him along to the meeting.
我受了感动了。
And I my heart was stirred.
我还没完全接受主了。
But I have not totally received the Lord.
我怎么祷告法？
How do I pray?
我以前跟你们说过了。
I have told you this.
我说主耶稣啊。
I pray, Lord Jesus.
看看基督之所讲享受有个事体，大概你是神的儿子。
And according to what they preach, you are the Son of God.
你是救主。
And you are the Savior.
到底是不是我也不知道。
I don't know whether this is true.
所以我祷告说。
So I pray this.
你真是救主的话，求你救救我。
If you truly save you, please save me.
我下面还有一句话。
And then I said.
如果不是真的。
If you are not true,
那么就算了。
And we'll just leave it.
我就这么祷告的。
This is how I pray.
我没有想到了哈。
But I did not remember.
第二天早上起来，心中非常喜乐，非常平安。
And next day when I woke up, my heart is full of joy and peace.
哎呀，我才知道我得救了。
Then I realized that I've been born again.
我知道得救了之后了。
After I was saved.
我离弃了偶像，归给神了。
I forsake the idols and turned to God.
我在家里头是长孙。
I am the oldest grandson.
我们家是佛教的了。
Our family is a Buddhist
family. 到底什么是佛教啊？搞也搞不清楚的。
I don't even know what is Buddhist.
但是过年过节来磕头都是我领头的。
So every festival we have to bow down to our parents. I'm the leader.
我一接受主了之后了。
As soon as I receive the Lord.
我再不去磕头的事了。
I will not bow down.
是什么
？Why？
不是我们属灵长进。
Not that because we have growth spiritually.
恩典在我们身上。
It is God's grace in our life.
信心所做的功夫。
It is a work of faith.
乃是叫我们离弃偶像归向神。
Is that we will forsake the idols and turn to God.
第二个啦。
Secondly.
神就赐给我们爱心。
God has gave us love.
有个劳苦。
So labor of love.
什么是劳苦？
What is labor?
佛是那又真又活的神。
Is that to serve the living and true God.
所以我也愿意你们蒙恩不太久的弟兄姊妹看见了。
So for the brothers and sisters, I hope you see this.
除非你没有真的信主。
Oh, unless you did not really believe.
你如果真是信主了。
If you had truly believed in the Lord.
自然而然愿意为着主劳苦。
You would able, you are willing to labor for God.
你自然愿意为着福音，向着你的朋友同学来传福音。
And for the sake of gospel, you're willing to tell your friends and relatives about the gospel.
你自然而然会愿意。
Very naturally, you're willing.
跟那一些信的不信主的朋友来传福音。
And to preach to the non-believers.
你一看见已经信主的。
For those who are Christians,
你马上有一种爱心在你身上表现出来。
And you will show love to them.
我1948离开上海。
I left Shanghai in 1948.
1979才回到上海。
I went back there in 1979.
哦，30多年没回去了。
Haven't back there for more than 30 years.
看见父母很高兴了。
So happy to see my parents.
哦，有好多话都讲不完的了。
So many things I cannot stop.
你基督来看我了。基督徒来看我了。
Oh, some Christian visit me.
我以前认识基督徒来看我了。
Those Christian that I knew,
过了三天了。
Three days after.
我的妹妹说了。
My younger sister said, brother.
你来到回家，看见兄弟姐妹，看着父母很高兴。
You come back home, you're so happy to see your parents and others.
有基督徒来看你啊。
But when Christian comes,
你也很高兴。
And you're very happy too.
你的脸上笑容不一样的。
But your smile on your face is different.
看你基督徒笑容啊，是另一种笑容了。
As you see the Christians, your smile is different.
那弟兄姊妹，实实在在的。
But truly, brothers and sisters,
我们一信主了之后了。
As we believe in the Lord,
神就把那是特别的爱放在我们的里面了。
God has put a special love inside us.
所以我们愿意传福音。
We're willing to preach gospel.
我们愿意帮助已经蒙恩的人。
We like to help those who are believers.
第三个。
Thirdly.
因盼望我们主耶稣的显现。
To wait for his son from heaven.
所以我们就愿意来忍耐的等候。
So we wait patiently.
虽然主耶稣不知哪一天来。
Although we do not know when Jesus will come back
again, 圣经也没有告诉我哪一天来。
The Bible did not tell us when he'll come.
但是你自己会忍耐着等候着他来。
But you will patiently to wait for him.
我们一信主了之后。
As we believe in him.
主给我们一个恩典。
God gives us the grace.
我们人生是有盼望的。
That we have hope.
我常常想了。
I always think.
哎呀，那些我没有信主之间人怎么活的。
I don't know how people live for those non-Christian. How
有盼望吗？
Do they have hope?
有盼望。
Yes, they do.
年轻盼望能够好好读书。
And when they are young, they hope that they can study well.
书好好读好了之后，能够盼望好好做事。
And after they study well, they like to have a good
做事的时候就盼望多赚点钱，事业做得好。
As they work, they want to have a good business.
这些我都做到了。
I have done all these.
但是以后发现了。
But later I discovered.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity, vanity.
我都跟你们讲过了吗？
I have spoken to you before.
我到了台湾去了。
I went to Taiwan.
1948去的。
1948.
在台湾造船公司做工程师。
I become an engineer.
我做三年的时间呢。
For 3 years.
修了四条船。
I have a repair four ships.
李国鼎先生是非常器重我。
And my boss really looked upon me.
但神呼召我。
But the Lord had called me.
把工程师辞掉。
So I left my job as engineer.
来做传道了。
And become a full-time pastor. I want to.
李国鼎绝对不能够让我辞。
And my boss would not let me go.
但我到底要辞了。
But I have to leave.
哦，等到以后过了几年。
After a few years.
我看见李国鼎先生。
When I met my boss,
他也信主了。
Oh, he became a Christian too.
他那个时候跟我讲了。
He told me.
林三刚，当初我是不让你辞职了，现在我懂得了。
At that time, I did not let you go, but now I understand.
你做传道比做工程还要好了。
It's better that you preach, become a preacher than an engineer.
我到了美国了之后，在纽约。
I came to United States.
Amherst 不是有个教会吗？
That's a church in Amherst.
去一个韩国教会中买了房子下来了。
We bought the church from the Koreans.
那一个的韩国教会了，跟纽约市啊说好的。
And the people in the Korean church.
礼拜一到礼拜五给老人中心用。
Monday to Friday is for the elderly to use.
那个礼拜一到礼拜五我们并不用吧。
Because at that time we don't use it.
有一次我下去看他们了。
One time I went downstairs.
有一个人说，哎，这位你是不是林先生啊？
And people say, are you Mr. Lin?
哎呀，我说我是啊，你是谁啊？
I said, yes, who are you?
他说你忘记我了。
You forgot about me?
他说我是招生公司的秘书哎。
I am the secretary of your former company.
他想起当初你离开的时候了。
I remember the time when you leave the company. 我们非常的
可惜。
We felt very regretful.
李国鼎现在非常器重你了。
Because the boss really look highly about you.
他好好栽培你。
Want to cultivate you.
送你到美国再去留学。
And even send you to America to further study. To come back to work for the company.
盼望把招生公司的主要的责任交在你身上。
And wanted to put the main task on your shoulder.
他找我说。
But I said,
我作为一个招商公司总经理算什么呢？
So what is it? Even though I'm a general manager,
这很不容易咯。
It's not easy to get to that
position. 都是我累积下来交大毕业的了。
Because I've been going to school.
我服侍了三年这么的辛苦了。
I worked for 3 years working so hard.
李国鼎器重我了。
My boss really looked highly on me.
栽培我以后做招商公司负责的人了。
And then hopefully he'll be in charge of the company.
虚空的虚空。
But vanity and vanity.
只有我们为了主活做才是有价值的了。
Only when we live for him, if your life is valuable. So brothers and sisters,
我离开的工程师现在已经六十几年了。
I have not been an engineer for more than 60 years.
六十多年过去了。
All these 60 years
I've passed. 回头过来想了。
When I go back and look back.
我六十多年的时间所花的是非常有价值的。
I saw the 60 years that I spent is most valuable.
六十多年我所做的劳苦。
All the labors of the 60 years.
果效成到永永远远的。
All the fruit will remain forever.
如果我在招商公司做个总经理。
If I become general manager of my former
company. 累就累
了。
什么都没有了。
Everything is gone.
所以这是什么？
So what is this?
这是帖撒罗尼迦教会三个蒙恩的地方。
This is how the Church of Thessalonica received grace from God.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章里头了。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1,
先为着帖撒罗尼迦教会的感恩。
So Paul gives thanks to the Lord for the church.
你们蒙恩了之后了。
After you become a Christian,
你们表现出来。
How you display yourself.
已经有信心所做的功夫。
You have work of faith.
离弃偶像归向神了。
And forsake the idols and turning to God.
有爱心所受的劳苦。
And labor of love.
来服侍那有真有活的神。
To serve the living and true God.
并且你们也因着盼望主耶稣的再来。
And also hoping to wait for the Son.
那个忍耐着等候。
And hope in patience.
保罗是非常会写信。
And Paul knows how to write letters.
第一章来讲到为他们感恩。
So Paul said, I give thanks to the Lord for you.
第二章话语就说完了。
But in the second chapter, things have changed.
所以第二章的里面呢。
In chapter 2.
我们翻开读一读好不好。
Let's turn and read it.
你看呢，帖撒罗尼迦的前书第一章。
It says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
乃是讲到他为他们感恩。
How he give thanks to the Lord for them.
到了第二章的时候
，In chapter two，
他第二章第一节
，In verse one，
弟兄们，你们原知晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain。
我们从前在腓立比受害受弱，这是你们知道的。
But even after we have suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know,
然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
We were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，也不是出于误会，也不是用偶为诡计。
For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was in deceit.
请大家注意下面一句话，好吗
？Okay, listen to the following sentence.
但神既然应中了我们，把福音托付我们。
But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel,
非常的宝贝。
This is a very precious verse.
是什么
？What is this?
我们保罗
，Paul said,
能够到你们这里来了。
I can come to you.
我们传福音，你们得救了。
As I preach the gospel, you are saved.
你们都有三个表现。
You had three manifestations.
好不好
？Is that good?
很好。
Wonderful.
够不够
？Is that enough?
不够。
No, it's not enough.
神在你们身上还有个盼望。
God has a hope in you.
对吧？更重的服事来交给你们。
I give a heavier ministry to you.
你们单单已经因着信心，所以的功夫离弃了偶像，归向神了。
Although you have the work of faith to forsake the idols and turn to God.
你们也因着爱心为着主劳苦了。
And have labor of love for the Lord.
但你所担任的工作
，But the work that is on your shoulders
非常的少。
Is very little.
神要把更重的工作来交给你们。
God want to.Put a heavier task on them.
更大的托付来交给你们。
A bigger task to commit to them.
菲律宾教会已经很好了。
This church is very good.
第一章里头所说了。
And the first chapter is that
你们这一众的光景，就是在其他地方教会都受到感动了。
Even other places are being touched by the condition of their church.
你们的光景已经见证出去了。
And your testimony has been spread out.
别的教会都受到感动了。
And other churches is touched by you.
很好。
Very good.
但够不够
？Is that enough?
别的教会感动是感动了。
Yes, the other churches are touched by your condition.
很小的范围受感动的。
But only very small amount of influence.
很小的人受你们帮助的。
Not many people being helped by you.
神要把更大的事情托在你们身上。
God wants to commit to them a bigger task.
所以一个教会蒙恩了。
As the church is being
raised by God. 你单单蒙恩而不来侍奉主。
If you receive grace but not to serve God.
你教会不能够讨神喜悦。
The church will not please the Lord.
你一个教会能够蒙恩了。
At the church is being favored by God.
你一定要侍奉主的。
You have to serve the Lord.
但是侍奉主的范围有大有小。
But the circle of influence, small or big.
我以前跟你们讲过了。
I have spoken to you before.
按照华人的教会。
In the Chinese churches.
信主福音传到中国已经有200年了。
Gospel has reached China for 200 years now.
福音传到我们中国。
As the gospel spread to China,
中国人信主了。
Chinese received the Lord.
那个不叫信教。
That's not believing in religion.
是教。
是 ，They said they eat the religion.
西教是到中国来传福音了。
Oh, the Westerners have preached gospel to China.
很少人信主的。
Not many people believe.
有一点人信主了。
There are few believers.
为什么
？Why?
信主了在教会中有好处的。
Because they can get benefits from the church.
低级一点的。
For lower level,
啊，有一些面粉啦，有些奶油啦，可以有分到。
They can have milk, they can have flour.
高级一点的啦。
For higher level,
也不是为着奶油，为着一些衣服啦。
It's not the clothing, it's not because of the flour.
你信教的时候，你的孩子可以基督教学校读书。
Because if you believe, your children can go to Christian school.
你基督教中学毕业了，可以到基督教大学读书。
And when you graduate, you can go to Christian college.
基督教大学毕业了之后，可以送到欧美来留学。
So as they graduate from the Christian college, they'll be sent.
你看我们中国的社会
to study. So you look at the Chinese society.
100年前、啊、
About 100 years ago.
中国人很保守的。
The Chinese are very conservative.
官方也不派人到西方来留学的。
And even the government would not send people out.
有钱的人也不会把孩子送到国外去留学的。
Wealthy people would not send their children overseas to study.
100年前，中国人到欧美留学的。
For 100 years ago, not many people go overseas to study.
80%是教会派出来的。
For people who went overseas, 80% are sent out by churches.
所以那个时候，中国人信主了。
So at that time, the Chinese believe,
如果经济好一点,
if they have little money,
也不是单单来拿一点面粉啦，拿一点衣服啦。
Not that they want to have a flour or clothing.
那就是孩子可以到海外去留学的。
Is that the children will study abroad.
那这是一个人蒙恩的人的。
This is how a person is being favored by God. But brothers and sisters,
这一些从西方留学回去了。
For as they finish studying and go back to China,
教会中有很多的侍奉,
they serve the Lord in the church.
慢慢,
gradually,
也把福音传到中国的知识分子,
they have spread the gospel to the intellects in China.
中国知识分子信主了,
after the intellectual people believe,
很好了,
good,
但是很少有教会派人到其他地方去传福音的。
Not many churches will send the people out to preach the gospel elsewhere.
一直到了差不多五十年前。
Only until about 50 years ago,
郑国牧师在菲律宾的教会
and Pastor 郑国 in the church in Philippines,
开始鼓励弟兄姊妹派人到海外去传福音
encourage people to go overseas to preach the gospel.
那么今天呢
so to, as of today,
在北美的教会
in the churches in North America,
华人教会
Chinese churches,
就很多都做宣道的工作了
A lot of people do the work of the mission.
宣道有两种
There are two kinds of mission.
一个短宣
One is a short-term mission.
一个长宣
One is a long-term mission.
短宣是什么
What is a short-term mission?
你跟美国公司做事吗
You work for the American company.
每一年总有一个月的度假吗
You have about a month of vacation.
你的度假是一个月了。
So in this occasion,
中国去传福音了。
You go spread the gospel in China.
那这个叫短宣。
This is called a short-term mission.
有一些人不是啦。
And some people is different.
那是长宣了。
They are long-term mission.
他乃是来到国外，到回中国去了，乃是长期的去传道了。
It's that long-term they stay in China to preach the gospel.
教会已经很好了。
That's very good.
但你去好好看。
But look at it carefully.
还没有中国教会派人到海外去。向着其他的民族传福音的。
But not many churches will send people to preach to another culture and race.
所以有的人说中国人呢、啊、是东方的犹太人、啊、
So they said the Chinese are the Jewish in Orient.
只顾到中国人，不顾到别的民族的人、啊。
They only care for the Chinese, not for people of
other race. 那我在这里不是骄傲。
I'm not trying to be proud.
我要做见证。
I want to give you a testimony.
我的女婿。
My son-in-law.
他是 AIDS 病的专家。
He's especially in AIDS.
二十年前了。
About 20 years ago.
特别离开了洛杉矶的工作到泰国去。
He forsake his work in LA and go to Thailand.
泰国就住了清迈。
And then he lives in a certain place.
泰国的北边。
The northern part of Thailand.
因为在越战之后啊。
Because after the Vietnam War,
美国人把 AIDS 病呢传到了欧洲，而传到远东去了。
Because Americans had spread the AIDS to the people in Asia.
我传过去最多是泰国的北边。
And mostly is spread to the northern part of Thailand.
泰国的中部那曼谷 AIDS 病的人不是太多。
But in the middle part of Thailand, not many people have AIDS.
南部更少。
And less even in the southern part.
北边多。
The northern part is a lot.
为什么缘故
？Why is that?
北边贫穷。
Because they're very poor.
是北边的泰国北边呐、啊。
In the northern part of Thailand.
生女儿比生儿子值钱。
If you give birth, the female is more valuable than the male.
为什么缘故
？Why?
女儿做妓女。
Because the female can be
prostitute. 赚了钱养家的啦。
And they can earn money to support the family.
泰国人还很怪。
And they're very strange.
中国人做妓女了。
And they become prostitutes.
年纪大一点啦。
If they get older.
妓女不做嫁不出去的。
Because if you have not been a prostitute, you cannot marry anybody.
泰国的北边做妓女不做了，还能够嫁得出去的。
If you become a prostitute, then you can get married.
所以我的女婿。
So my son-in-law
带着全家到泰国去了
brought his whole family to go to Thailand
一面帮助泰国的政府
not only to help the government
来教育全国的人什么叫做 AIDS 病
to educate all the people what is AIDS
一面来传福音的了
another way he also preached the gospel
那么我的女儿乃是康奈尔学机械的
my daughter graduated from Cornell
她去到泰国了
she went to Thailand
泰国的规定
And they have a special
所有传教士的儿的家人不可以做事的。
All the families of the missionaries cannot work.
所以我的女儿在一个泰国大学做教授。
And my daughter is a professor in the college in Thailand.
没有薪水的。
And no money.
为什么
？No salary. Why?
乃是盼望有机会能够跟传福音。
Is that she find opportunity to spread the gospel?
我女儿在那里住了八年。
She lives there for half a year.
她要跟泰国人传福音啊。
And spread the gospel. 先
要学泰国话。
She had to first learn the language.
多久？
For how long?
两年之后才会学泰国的话了。
So after 2 years, she's able to speak the language. So she can speak the language.
是这个样子的。
And then,
behavior. 这样才能把福音传出去了。
Then this is how she can spread the gospel.
是中国教会的里面呢。
So among Chinese churches.
其他的民族去传福音的了。
To preach to other race.
我女儿的一家是非常少数人之一。
My daughter's family is a very small among people like this.
从另外一个角度来说。
From another angle.
神就把传福音向着我其他民族传福音工作了，也托在我女儿和女儿身上。
So God has committed this burden of preaching to all the nation and race on my daughter and my son-in-law.
他们所做的很有限。
What they can do is very limited.
总是神把一个托付托给他们。
But yet God has given the task to them.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼后书第二前书第二章了。
So in the First Thessalonians chapter 2,
像我们呢，像你们一样，刚刚蒙恩的时候，已经有着爱心所受的劳苦了。
As you become a believer, you have the work of faith and labor of love.
但是神没有把更大的工作托给我们。
God did not give us a bigger task.
我们都是开头因着恩典了而来劳苦的了。
For because of His grace, we're willing to labor.
但是慢慢。
But gradually,
神要把更大的事托在我们身上。
God wants to commit a bigger task.
所以保罗写信非常有技巧。
So as Paul wrote, he's very skillful in his writing.
神在第一章给他们三个恩典。
In chapter 1, God gave them 3 grace.
就他感谢。
感谢是感谢了。And thank the Lord.
暗中发现不够。
But realize it's not enough.
需要神把更大的工作来托给你了。
Is that God had to commit to them a bigger task.
你服侍的范围会广了。
And as your influence will increase. 所以
你服侍的人会就更加各种不同民族了。
And you can serve other people of other race.
神为什么会把更大工作托给你们？
Why would God commit bigger tasks?
托给我们。
Or us.
请大家记得
Remember,
两个字
two words
验证
approved by God
第四节但神然既然验证了我们把托福音托付给我们
as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel so brothers and sisters
我盼望跟你们来交通的了
so as we share with you
我们已经爱主了
we love the Lord
我们就侍奉主了
and we have to serve the Lord
神不一定把更大的工作来托给我们
but God might not entrust us with the bigger task
神要把更大工作托给我们
God want to give us a bigger task
那是根据你现在的服事的表现是如何
it's based on how you serve at present time
你服现在变现好了
If you're able to serve well now,
神考验你们了
God tests you,
神就验中了
and approved by God,
然后把更大的托付托给你们了
then he will give you a bigger task.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我今天愿意跟你们一同来交通
I'd like to share with you,
一同来劝勉
and also to encourage you.
我也知道你们好多的人老蒙恩信蒙恩的都已经爱主了。
I know that many of you, either you are new or old Christian, you love the Lord.
对，因为爱主而受到劳苦。
Because you love the Lord, you are able to labor for Him.
但是我也是你们的弟兄。
I'm your brother.
我也跟你们讲。
I want to speak to you.
神给你们托付不够广大。
Whatever task God has given to you is not wide enough.
感谢主了。
We thank the Lord.
你们这两年到 Hofstra 大学已经去传福音了。
You have spread the gospel in the Hofstra University.
托付已经扩大一点了。
You have increased your influence a little bit.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
在长岛不光有 Hofstra 大学。
In Long Island, there's not only Hofstra University.
还有好几个大学了。
There are a few universities around.
你们有没有在那边好好去传福音
？Have you spread the gospel there too?
在那边也是基督徒。
There are Christians there too.
你们有没有好好在那边来服侍他们
？Have you served them?
你按着说起来，按着说起来，是神没有托付你们。
Oh, is that Lord had not committed the task to you?
为什么没有托付你们
？Why not?
因为你们现在的服事没有被神所验中。
Because what you are, whatever task you have has not been approved. 是
保罗在帖撒罗尼前书第一章为他们感谢。
So as chapter 1, Paul thanked the Lord for them.
第二章是来劝勉。
And chapter 2 is encouraged them.
你们还要让神把更大的托付托在你们身上。
That you will have God give you a bigger task.
在神要把更大托付托在你们身上。
As God give you a bigger task.
那是你们现在的服事里头有没有被神所验中。
Is that whatever you serve now, has it been approved by God?
哥林多提升在前书第一章。
In verse, chapter 1.
被神所验中的有三件事。
There are three things why God approved.
第二个头，一个是
First,
单单讨神的喜悦。
Is to please God alone.
不讨人的喜悦。
Not to please men.
所以我说我们服侍主了。
So as I said, we serve the Lord.
我都跟你们讲过了。
I've spoken to you.
我们做过这个服侍是有牺牲的。
We onlysacrifice to serve the Lord.
没有什么好处的了。
There's no benefit.
哪里服侍主，教会主也没有薪水的。
Because as we serve, there is no wages.
有一个有的。
But one who has.
我做服侍主，人家会尊敬我。
But as I serve the Lord, people will respect me.
我不服侍主了。
If I don't serve the
Lord, 没有钱的。
No money.
没有地位的。
And no status.
人不会尊敬我。
But yet people will not respect me.
请记得，连这样盼望得到人的尊敬，也是一个陷坑。
So it is a trap if you have the desire of being respected by others.
我们侍奉主，单单要神的喜悦。
As we serve him, we only want to please him.
第二个啦。
Secondly.
绝不用献媚的话。
Is that we do not use flattering words.
来称赞人。
To praise others,
叫人喜欢。
That people will be pleased.
如果我们侍奉主了，
if we serve the Lord,
那一些服侍好的人常常来称赞他。
People who serve will give a praise.
他就会更多的服侍主了。
And they will work harder.
这一种的光景，
in this kind of situation,
不单纯的，
it's not pure.
没有担当的侍奉主了。
You're not pure in serving.
所以我自己服侍主六十几年了。
I've served the Lord for more than 60 years.
在这一件事情上一直盼望有学习。
I hope that in this, I can always keep learning.
我不要盼望得到人的称赞。
I do not want the praise of people.
我如果得到人的称赞了，
if I receive praise from others,
我就不会得到神的称赞。
I will not be praised by God.
我也不去称赞别人。
I will not praise others.
免得他服侍主，因为我去称赞他，他就多服侍一点了。
I don't want them to serve more because I have heaped on them praises.
我们侍奉主要单单从从一个。
We should have very pure motive.
神是不是称赞我们？
Would God praise us?
所以我以前都跟你们讲过了。
I've spoken to you before.
我好多年前跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
Many years I have told you.
我初期来传道的时候啊。
When I started preaching.
我讲到人点头，我就好高兴。
I'm very happy when people nod their head.
讲到完了。
After the meeting,
人说：“哎呀，林弟兄，今天讲到很好了。”
Oh, your sermon is so good today.
哦，主的恩典，主的恩典了。
I always say, oh, it's God's grace.
心中蛮高兴的啦。
But in fact, I'm really pleased.
所以我说求你们一件事了。
So I ask you this.
我讲完道了。
When I finish
preaching, 不要跟我讲林弟兄今天讲的道真好。
Do not say, Brother Lin, you have preached such a great sermon.
散了会了。
After meeting,
有弟兄过来了。
And some brother came.
啊，林弟兄啊。
Our Brother Lin.
你讲了，你讲过道啊，不要有人来称赞你。
You don't want people to praise you after you preach.
我还要跟你讲了。
But I want to tell you.
你今天讲的道就很受帮助。
You really helped me in your sermon.
哎呦，我听得很喜乐。
I'm very pleased and full of joy.
我忽然来了一句话。
And then I said.
我对那个弟兄说。
I told this brother.
我忽然来一句圣经。
There's a verse came to my
mind. 我又被讲给你听。
I tell you.
那试探人的来了。
The tempter came.
他来称赞我是试探我的啦。
As he give me praise.
我如果说哎呀，都是神的恩典，是恩典呐。
I keep saying, oh, it's God's grace.
心中洋洋得意的。
But so pleased in our heart.
神不会把更多的工作来托给我们了。
God will not give us more tasks.
第三个。
Thirdly.
不是因为有贪心。
It's not because of covetousness.
得到人的帮助。
To help others.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在主里头了。
In the Lord,
能够失去了贪，那出拒绝了贪心的。
We have to resist covetousness.
这是一个非常难的事。
It's not easy.
许多人的贪心。
Many people have covetousness in their heart.
盼望到的钱财。
Because they want more wealth.
得人的称赞。
Or the praise of men.
许多也有一些人的贪心。
And the covetousness is.
因为满足他的私欲。
Is to satisfy their own desires.
因着自己私欲的缘故了。
Because just at their own desires,
在教会中的得着了。
That they gain something.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
任何一个弟兄，任何一个姊妹，
any brother or sister,
我们服侍主，
as we serve him,
如果存着一个的贪心，
if you have this heart of covetousness,
我们私欲情欲的这满足，
at their own desire satisfied,
这样的人不会被神所大用。
God will not use him greatly.
神不会把他工作在的更大托付托在我们身上。
And will not commit a bigger task.
所以我们在服侍主了。
So as we serve.
保罗对提摩太特别是讲了。
And Paul had told Timothy.
他来侍奉主。
As he serves.
公义。
Oh, in righteousness.
圣洁。
In holiness.
所有肉体的私欲。
All these fleshly desires
一概一拒绝掉了。
Had to reject all of them.
有一些试探来了。
If temptation comes,
我们为着主的缘故，一直要拒绝。
For the Lord, we had to reject them.
我们教会中侍奉。
As we serve in the church,
除了神得着满足之外，
only God can be pleased.
我的情愿不会受到帮助。
My desire will not be helped.
不受到满足。
Will not be satisfied.
如果我还盼望我的情愿能够得到一点满足。
If we want to satisfy with our own flesh,
神就不会把更多工作托给我们。
God will not entrust more important
things to us. 所以这是保罗用他自己的见证。
So Paul used his own testimony.
来劝帖顺的弟兄姊妹。
To encourage the brothers and sisters.
一个神已经恩待你们了。
God already had grace on
you. 你们信心做了功夫了。
You have worked of faith.
爱心受的劳苦了。
Labor of love.
因着忍耐而因着主的再来而有忍耐了。
And patient of hope for his son to return.
但是你们能不能神把更多的托付托在你们身上？
But can God entrust a heavier task on us?
他想的更大的托付不是来劝勉。
It's not to encourage you.
那是用他自己的生活自己服侍的光景来做个见证。
Paul used his own life as a testimony.
神验中了我们了。
Paul said God had approved of me.
所以把福音托给我们了。
And entrust us with the gospel.
托给了他们。
As entrusted to them.
不光在腓立比。
Not only in Philippi.
不光在帖顺家。
Not in Thessalonica.
不光在皮利亚。
Or Berea.
也到了雅典。
And also to
Athens. 也到了哥林多了。
In Corinth.
神把更多的工作托在他们身上。
And more tasks will be entrusted to them.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你不必求神把更多的工作托给你。
You don't have to ask the Lord to give you more tasks.
你只要求神。
You ask the Lord.
到你今天光景中经得起神的试验。
Can you be approved by God today?
去掉了一切不对的。
And reject all the negative.
包括我们的肉体的情欲。
Even the desires of our flesh.
这样你不必求。
Then you don't have to ask.
神就会把更多的工作托在你们身上。
God will entrust more
in you. 我盼望跟你们一同的勉励。
So as we encourage each other.
大家在生命中一同的追求。
We continue to pursue him.
众神恩待我们了。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
已经给我们这么多的祝福。
Had gave us so much blessing.
很好。
Very good.
但是不够。
But it's not enough.
神要借着我们把更大的祝福领到更广泛的人身上。
God wants to use us to bring more blessings to more people.
为着这个缘故了。
For this reason.
就是保罗向为着哥林多而帖顺家教会一个指望。
So Paul had expectation for the church.
叫神把更大的托付托在他们身上。
Is that God will entrust more tasks on them.
今天我也跟大家一同劝勉。
And also I encourage you.
神已经恩待你们了。
God had blessed you already.
但是神又会按接着你们把更大的恩典领到别人的身上。
But we pray that God will use you to bring more blessings to others.
更大的托付托在你们身上。
And more tasks entrusted to you.
你们不必打算。
Don't even think about how to plan this. Don't even have to pray.
就在你目前的服事上了。
But according to what you've been serving,
那些不讨神喜悦的事，
those that's not pleasing to the Lord,
完全的拒绝，
reject all of them.
如果这样的话，
in doing so,
神自自然然会把更大托付托在你们身上。
And God in time will give you more tasks.
但耶稣恩待你们。
May the Lord bless you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
当初不是我们寻求你，是你寻求我们。
Not that we seek after you, it is you seek after us.
但是不是我们盼望做什么，乃是你恩待了我们。
Not that we can do anything, that is you have been gracious to us.
我们一蒙恩了之后，
as we,
我们因着信心所做的功夫，
because the work of faith,
我们自然离弃偶像归向你了。
We have forsaken the idols and turned to you.
我们被你爱所充满。
As we're filled with your love.
我们愿意来爱你，来侍奉你。
We want to love you and serve you.
我们在这个艰难的环境中间。
In the difficult situation.
我们继续的往前。
We continue to strive forward.
因为你把忍耐的心赐给我们。
Give us patience.
为着你这样的恩典。
For your grace.
我满了感谢和赞美。
We're full of praise and thanksgiving to you.
但我们只求你一件事
We ask you one thing.
你来使用我们到更大的范围
Use us to greater influence.
使用我们跟更广泛的范围
In a greater dimension.
使用我们把更多的托付托在我们身上
And use us and give us more heavy tasks.
但我们今天
But today.
在这些生活侍奉的里面
As we live and serve you.
经得起你的考验
Can we be approved by you?
你验中了我们了
If you have proved us,
就会把更大托付托在我们身上
Then you entrust greater tasks.
求你真是特别恩待我们
May you specially bless us.
我们这样感谢祷告
In praise and thanksgiving.
乃是奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.